proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the role of God's servant in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and we turn our attention to the 9th verse of that chapter. The prophet recorded that God's servant had, quote, made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, unquote. Yet the statement which followed it did not seem to correspond to the original declaration, namely that the servant, quote, had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, unquote. What meaning did Isaiah intend to convey by these seeming contradictions? A Bible student might find difficulties taking the opening phrase and applying it to the Jewish people as a nation. For one thing, God promised the Jews that they would not cease to exist as an entity. In the 31st chapter of the book of Jeremiah, God referred to the heavenly ordinances of the sun, moon, and stars. He said that, quote, if those ordinances depart from before me, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever, unquote. Even during the dispersion of the Jewish people, the Jews as a nation did not die. They continued to retain their distinctive cultural identity and religious identity, no matter in which land they settled in their exile. But compare Isaiah's words with the experiences Jesus Christ underwent. Luke wrote that the Romans crucified two, quote, malefactors, unquote, one on either side of our Lord. After the Savior's death, Joseph of Arimathea took his body and placed the Savior's body in a tomb. Jesus Christ was indeed associated with the criminal in his death, though he had done no wrong himself. He thereby fulfilled the words found in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9. The last portion of that verse described the character of God's servant. He would not practice violence, nor did he lie. Some Jewish commentators might argue that those qualifications specifically excluded Jesus Christ from being considered as God's servant. They might ask, didn't he engage in violence when he threw the money changers out of the temple? They might ask, didn't he lie when he repeatedly referred to himself as the Son of Man, rather than use the term Son of God? When the Savior cleansed the temple for the first time, as recorded in the 2nd chapter of John's Gospel, we read that he, quote, made a scourge of small cords, unquote. He did something similar in the temple toward the end of his ministry, as recorded in the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel. So Jesus Christ, in his zeal for his Father's house, the temple, exercised discipline over the services and practices there. As God, he had that prerogative. Jesus Christ never denied his deity. In fact, he solemnly affirmed it. In John chapter 9, when the man born blind asked the Savior about who the Son of God was, the Lord replied, quote, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee, unquote. The title Son of Man is found in the 7th chapter of Daniel, but it had messianic connotations. By applying that title to himself, the Lord associated himself with the Ancient of Days in Daniel's prophecy. He did something analogous in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel when he declared that, quote, I and my Father are one, unquote. Jesus Christ instructed his followers to turn the other cheek when anyone hit them. Had he exhibited inconsistency in his behavior, such as practicing violence while teaching others to forbear, his adversaries would have publicly pointed out that difference. The fact that they did not do so testified to the Savior as being mild and temperate in his behavior. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.